JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen calls on justices of the peace to join the fight against crime. And we'll continue sharing the views of children roundabout Jamaica in our special Child Month feature. Stay with us. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen has challenged justices of the peace in Westmoreland to join the fight against crime. The Governor General says the time has come for all JPs and other well-thinking Jamaicans to let their voices be heard and their presence felt in clamping down on criminality. The Governor General is encouraging the JPs to be proactive in their approach to leadership and to engage young persons in their communities. He was addressing a meeting of JPs at the Sean Lavery Faith Hall in Savannah-Lamar recently. And young persons in Clarendon are now benefiting from the recently opened Youth Information Center, YIC, in Maypen. The facility is operated by the National Center for Youth Development and was constructed with funding from the Inter-American Development Bank. It features several training resources and counseling areas. Jamaica should have 15 Youth Information Centers by 2016, three of which are slated for opening this year. Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the country's development over the next 16 years. The goal is to move Jamaica to developed country status by 2030. This will enable the country to be the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity.
And throughout the month of May, we'll be giving children a chance to share their views. Today, one of our children shares what causes her to be annoyed.
The children in my class and the mosquito, them does go out your ears and the children does making noise. It's annoying me.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. Remember to show a child you care. And that's it for today's journey roundabout to Jamaica. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Camilla Guthrie for producers Evadne Brown and Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.